Today's program has been brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of three Cabernet blends. For more information, visit cane5.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hey, this is Erica Wides, the host of Let's Get Real on Heritage Radio Network. This is not Let's Get Real. This is a special segment that I'm doing live tonight because it's for a very good cause, something that I care very deeply about that I wanted to share with you. And it is because I have some friends here in the studio with me today who are students from Streets International. And if you've been listening to my show for a few years, you may have heard me talk about Streets. It's a program in Vietnam. It's a global social enterprise. It's a nonprofit program in Vietnam that offers terribly disadvantaged youth the opportunity and comprehensive skills that they need to start a career in hospitality. And tourism in Vietnam is a booming industry, and it's one of the only industries really that can provide job opportunities for a lot of people. And so Streets provides training and housing and ultimately career placement for all of these kids. And I've been working with the program for a couple years now. And tomorrow night here in New York at the Astor Center, we're having our yearly fundraiser gala. And there are still tickets available. If you go to streetsinternational.org, you can still get tickets for the gala. And it should be great. There are a lot of great chefs from New York coming. There'll be Asian street food stations and cocktails. And and it should be great. But here in the studio today, I have two new friends with me. I have Lynn and Thuy, who are former students of Streets, and I want to introduce them. So this is Lynn. Lynn, you can say hello.
Hello.
Welcome to America, to New York.
Yeah, nice.
And Thuy.
Yeah.
Also.
Hello. My name is Thuy. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming out to Brooklyn today to do this with me. And Lynn and Thuy are graduates of Streets, and you were in class number, which one?
Three.
Class number three.
Yeah.
And now you're up to class number five, right?
Yeah.
So, Lynn, do you want to tell us a little bit about you and where you come from and how you came to be involved at Streets?
Yes. I come from Vietnam, yeah, but my family is near the river in the part of the Quang Nam. It's like the province,
Quang Nam province,
Quang Nam province.
Right, Streets is located in Hoi An, which is a beautiful old town, and you come from near there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and how did you become a student at Streets?
I met Miss Sandra and Miss Daniel on the streets. When I sold the tickets, it's mean a lottery.
You were selling lottery tickets on the street, right, to make a little bit of money for your family.
Yeah.
And you met Neil and Sandra. So Neil Burmis and Sandra Stewart, who are the founders of Streets.
Yeah.
And they invited you to come to the program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you worked in the... you trained in the front of the house.
Yeah, our front of house.
As a server.
Yeah, as a server.
And when you started at Streets, how much English did you speak?
Before?
Yeah.
You know, even hello, I didn't know the single word. Mm. I didn't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
And bad. Then 18 months at Streets, and now your English is very good. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And Thuy, what about you? You're from Hue.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how did you get to be involved?
You know, after high school, so I finished high school, and after that, my family is don't have the money to me to continue to study. So I met Neil and Sonora, so I know about the street program, and I think there is a good chance for me to continue to study. And after that, I apply. And then I passed the interviews, And after that, I go to street program and become a trainee at the street.
Right. And Tui is a cook. She's one of the kitchen people. Right. At streets, you can do either front of the house or back of the house. And the program trains you to work in hospitality, in tourism, in restaurants, which is a really big industry now in Vietnam with lots of tourism. And the kids who come out of the streets program are so well trained and so well educated that they're very high in demand, right?
I mean,
probably almost everybody comes out and gets a job, right?
Yeah. Yes.
There was the girl in class
number one.
Class one, who she's the employee of the year, right, for Hyatt?
Miss Fang.
Yeah, Miss Fang.
So it's class number two.
Class number two. Yeah. Employee of the year for the whole Hyatt chain.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and she got sent to Singapore. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's a really good program.
Yeah.
Yeah. And have you both enjoyed your visit to New York?
Yes, of course.
It was so amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. It's a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
Very big city. Yeah. Today we went to the Museum of Natural History. And we walked around the park a little bit. And you've been to a lot of things. You saw the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, yes.
Right? And you've been eating a lot of different food.
Yeah, different. We go to a lot of restaurants and eat a lot of kind of food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Example, Korean, Mexican, Italian.
Yeah.
Okay. And Vietnamese.
And Vietnamese,
too.
Of course, right?
Actually, we love the spicy food. Korean street is the best we had.
Sure. I love Korean food.
Yeah, it's
so
spicy.
Good. It's spicy. And I think Korean food, in a way, is similar to Vietnamese food.
Right.
Similar sort of the lettuce and the fresh herbs and the daikon and all that stuff. It's very similar. Yeah. And so you're here for tomorrow is the big event. And you'll be cooking, right? You'll have a station at the event. What are you making?
We will make the rice pancake and chicken rice.
Chicken rice. Okay. So ban xeo, which is a Vietnamese dish, which I love. It's my favorite thing. And com ga, which is chicken rice. Is that a dish that is very specific to Hoi An?
Right.
Yeah, com ga, right?
Yeah, right.
And it's so good. Yeah. So if people come tomorrow night to the party, they can meet you, they can taste the food, they can have a really good time, and many other New York chefs will be there. It's a really fun event. Mm. And then after tomorrow, you go home, right? 2 weeks?
Yeah,
and
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks, so that's a big trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty amazing for you to leave Vietnam for the first time and come to New York.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a really good time.
Yeah, we had.
Oh, good. And we're really happy that you now have these good jobs and careers and things are looking up. Things are good for you. So thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And we'll see you tomorrow night at the party.
Yes.
Yeah. So if people want to come down to the event, like I said, it's at the Astor Center tomorrow night from, I think, 7 to 9:30. Yeah, 7 to 9:30. You can get tickets online, streetsinternational.org. There are also VIP tickets if you want to come early and see the demo. The trainees, Lynn and Tui, are doing a demo also for VIP tickets. So thanks for listening. And if you stay tuned in about 10 minutes, Let's Get Real will be on at its regularly scheduled time. Okay, thanks.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.